Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. Let's make it great. It is 9:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, UF making sure any protesters know the rules, reminding them of the rules, and that's probably a very good thing. And Governor DeSantis getting together with former President Trump, and they buried the hatchet. They're going to do some fundraising together. So those are good things, and we'll expand on that in a little bit. But first, we have a very special guest, Jen Garrett, with us. She's running for County Commissioner, Alachua County Commissioner, District 3. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on today.
It is definitely our pleasure. And you are a Republican in this land of liberalness. So that's a rare commodity, shall we say?
Yeah, it is. And I've lived here with my husband for almost 23 years. So I have a lot of experience in navigating our county, being a Republican, being a conservative, and proud to be one.
Right. And you've got children, and you've lived here for 20 years, and you graduated. You're a Gator, right?
I am. I do have my master's from University of Florida, and worked here in the community. Actually used to be a subcontractor for DOT. A lot of people don't know that about me.
Oh, so Department of Transportation, you have experience with building roads. And I also understand that that is one of the things you're running on, that you're going to work on the infrastructure. I don't know anybody who could argue against that in their right mind. It's really needed here, isn't it?
It really is. And in the western side of the county, the roads have gotten particularly bad. It's personal to me. My son just turned 16. He's out on the roads with the rest of our kids. And it's a dangerous situation that really doesn't have to be dangerous. Our surrounding counties have great roads. It's a problem we can fix. It's a problem that I have experience pertaining to that I can help us improve.
Yeah. I mean, do you have an idea of why it seems like the county has been, well, we know they are. They're so far behind on just on road maintenance. I mean, somebody said, I think they said it was close to $500 million or something. I don't know about the exact figures, but let's just say they are years and years behind. What do they give as an answer now?
Well, there are two factors behind it. One is that they've underfunded the roads, as you were talking about, for decades. So we have this backlog of maintenance. There's also something that a lot of people don't know about where our county and all counties use the software that tells them the most efficient way to fix roads. So it prioritizes the projects based on the number of trips, which is the number of cars on the road, and the condition of the road. So our county is one of the only counties in the United States that decided that they're going to take that list of the most efficient way to fix roads and then add 40% to roads that are located in areas of historic inequity. So that's pretty loosely defined, and that's made it so that not only are we underfunding the roads, but we're not fixing the roads that need to be fixed the most first.
Yeah, so I mean, the road doesn't care about your ethnic background or your socioeconomic background. I mean, you want the most, you know, the roads that are traveled the most to be the most efficient and well-maintained. I really didn't know that they did. So they don't use the same software, basically, or they don't utilize it properly that every, you said in the U.S.,
right. So they do use the same software. They just add on this extra weight to those roads, I guess, to check off a box. But it just makes it that much more expensive. The roads continue to deteriorate, and then it costs multitudes more to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. My understanding, loose terms, to repave is expensive. But if you get a breakdown in the road bed itself, then, yeah, multiply it by 10. So, yeah, they're creating, well, a giant pothole from a deficit perspective here, way behind it. So that would be a top priority for you to be working on the roads, and you have some experience in that.
That's right. We just need to get back to the primary function of local government. So infrastructure, roads, public safety. I'm hopeful that I'm going to get beyond that, that we're going to, these are problems that are fixable, and that we can have some logical thinking and get those problems fixed. And then we can move on to things that are more about economic development, long-term goals for our county to really make this into the kind of place we want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, because of the attitude, shall we say, and the way things are done in the community, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have these great graduates from the University of Florida, but they can't necessarily gain experience in their given field in this community because there is a lack of jobs and even maybe some businesses. And, you know, it's interesting because I know they've tried to promote that they're like pro-business, but they're not. I mean, when you look at taxes and fees and all the other things that go with it, they're not pro-business, correct?
Right. That's been a really huge problem that has come into focus, particularly during COVID and the squeeze on small businesses. A lot of the restaurants that we love that are the literal flavor of our community have closed because it's so challenging to be in business here. And we can do better than that. That's another problem that can be solved.
Yeah, I think people in Gainesville were like the last ones to get the memo. Hey, you can take your face mask off now. I still see them driving down the road inside their car with a mask on. Like, wow.
That's right. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Right, because your husband's in the medical field, right?
He is.
I mean, not putting him on the spot, but I mean, he probably gets it. I mean, I don't know. It's incredible. One of the other things that it's not just this community. The cost of housing now is crazy. Everybody wants to move to Florida. We're not building enough, and I don't know that we can build ourselves out of it, if that's even a good answer, but we've got to do something. What can you offer in the community where, I mean, even rent? I mean, people will never be able to save for a house if they're paying, you know, $1,800 in rent for a small place, right?
Right. And I tell people I have a secret agenda for running, and that is that I want to make our county affordable enough that my kids can choose to come back here after they go to college, but also amazing enough that they want to come back here. But a huge part of that is the issue of affordable housing. Now, the county commission does recognize that this is a serious issue, but they don't yet connect the dots that part of the reason that it is so expensive to build here is that it's so difficult for our local developers and our local builders to get through the building process. It takes sometimes years longer than it does in other counties in Florida. And what that does is make it that much more expensive on the developers and the builders. So what they do is they have to pass that cost on, and it makes our housing more expensive.
Yeah, and then you have the property taxes, which are high because you don't have a lot of businesses that would kind of carry that load, so to speak. All right, and before we leave, one of the other things that you said you're big on is safety, obviously having a family. Tell me about that.
So one thing I've noticed in our county commission, particularly in the past 4 to 5 years, is our sheriff, Sheriff Ganey right now, he'll tell them something and they don't seem to believe him. So my background is not in law enforcement, but when we have a sheriff that's doing a good job, that's bringing more officers onto the force and is going after crime, I'm going to support them. So one issue is the things we have going on at the jail, that we no longer limit the number of phone calls at the jail. That was brought up by the incumbent. And what happens is now there's unlimited phone calls at the jail. Our sheriff came back and said, hey, the gangs are running the phones at the jails. Mm. Yes, we have gangs in our town, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And their reaction was, well, we're going to keep it that way. We don't think it's a problem. And then they went a step further and said that we're no longer going to use the software that records the phone calls and can identify people's voices. So even though the sheriff said, and, you know, I don't want to talk for the sheriff, but this is one issue that I felt like I needed to be very educated on, since the county actually owns the jail. So, and they subcontract with the sheriff to run it. The sheriff said, you know, we have prevented homicides in our community
by utilizing
by listening
the software.
That software. Yeah. And they still said, no, we're not going to use it.
And if I'm not right, I stand corrected, but I think most institutions like that have similar programs and they utilize it because they're in jail for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, do I have to explain that?
So the expense has gone up, the calls have gone up, but the gangs are running the phone system. That's crazy.
Wow, and the county commission currently is allowing that to occur, right?
That's correct.
All right, and that's you gave us some great reasons as to why you're running. Jen Garrett, County Commission, District 3. She is a Gator. She got a family, and there's a lot of things she wants to work on. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
You can go to my website, jengarrettcampaign.com. You can also see me on the socials on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. We wish you the best, Jen. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
It is 9:16. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines and the big stories on the way. 97.3 The Sky.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's not like Republicans should just go to the border and start registering people who come across to vote, right? Before they even change out of their wet clothes.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
Because then Democrats are going to shut that damn border down faster than you can blink.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. It is, it's moving right along. 9:22 now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Folks in Oklahoma, my goodness. 27 tornadoes.
Is that crazy?
Hit Oklahoma on Saturday. At least 100 people hurt and four dead. I'm sure the numbers, I hope they don't go up, but yeah. That generally happens when they start to really dig out. But one of the deaths was a four-month-old child. These severe storms prompted the twisters that brought catastrophic damage. What'd they say? EF3 tornadoes. That's you got winds 165 miles an hour. And yes, that will do a lot of damage. So feel for the folks dealing with that for sure. All right. And then we go overseas. I won't bore you with it too much. I'm just not, I don't mean to make it seem like it's boring. I just feel like I'm getting oversaturated with the whole Ukrainian-Russia thing, the funding. And then the other thing is Israel, the Palestinian.
Yep.
It's overload.
It's a lot. Yeah,
yes.
Well, you can't, I mean, if you walk by a television and the news is on, that's what you're going
to
see.
You can't escape it. And obviously for what we do for a living, we have to monitor it and stay on top of it. But it just gets, kind of, it wears on you. It really does. It's like, you want to be optimistic. Look, I do a morning show. People are getting ready to start their day. You know, I don't want to pound doom and gloom, death and destruction. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's why Mark Levin doesn't do a morning show.
Man, everybody would off themselves by lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
But this does trouble me. Ukrainian President Zelensky revealed that the United States and Ukrainian governments are working on a bilateral security agreement that would result in sending additional monetary aid to Ukraine over the next 10 years.
So we have 10 more years to see and talk about this? Is that what you're saying?
Not on my show. Oh. Not on my show, if I can help it. But, I mean, really, we have a 10-year plan, and it includes you paying for it.
Really? How nice.
Yeah, that's what I want. I'm going to tell the bosses here, you have a 10-year plan. Guess what? I'm getting a raise every year.
Good luck with that.
Well, actually, they treated me really good last 2 months. So, zip it. Zip pie hole, Bob.
Absolutely.
In a statement that was issued on Sunday, Zelensky noted that he had spoken to House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Thanking him and all the congressmen for their support of Ukraine and for voting to send $61 billion aid package out of a $95 billion foreign aid package. What was that? What was that great meme that's out there? You know, who's the actor I'm trying to think of? Top Gun, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Yep.
So yeah, in that, you know, in that latest Top Gun thing that he did, you know, he took most of his pay at the back end, I guess is what they call it, based on, you know, the receipts and that.
Yeah.
So it was probably the most any actor ever made on any movie ever.
It can be literally the smart way to do it. If you think it's going to be big, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, he believed in it, and of course it was big. But it's like, highest paid actor ever is the meme. And then you have a picture of Zelensky saying, hold my beer.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well,
in a humorous way, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Zelensky added that during his conversation with Jeffries, that he had emphasized the need for Patriot systems. So, yeah, oh, by the way, hey, thanks for that $61 billion. But I have this list still. Can you take care of that? Really? I mean, will they ever say it? Enough is enough? Or when will this be enough? This is not the first time that he's begged for the American made Patriot missile system to be sent to Ukraine. They've got three systems already. One from the U.S., two reportedly from Germany. That's according to the Washington Post. On Friday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin revealed that the U.S. would be sending Ukraine more Patriot systems as part of an additional $6 billion foreign aid package. Wow.
Those billions add up pretty quick. You know, you throw the B word in there, it gets.
Even if you just take a teeny little bit off the top. You know? 9:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Stick around. Come on, it's Monday. Let's make it great. 97.3, The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Trump's hush money trial.
This is a Biden witch hunt to keep me off the campaign trail.
The news that's trending.
It's not working because my poll numbers are higher than they've ever been.
The news that's now.
Anti-Semitism protests at Columbia University.
The more they try to silence us, the louder we will be.
The news station.
Aid coming to Ukraine.
The House has made many strong improvements to the Senate bill.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Election year.
We're all suffering a lot of political fatigue.
Your voice matters.
I get the right spin on The Sky.
But the lefty tribalism is toxic.
That's broken up so many families, you know, and it's a shame. It really is.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Let's make Monday great. 9:35 on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And, this is still a work in progress. Hey, cute little doggy. I hope you're not feeling froggy. Because if you get out of line around Governor Gnome, you won't be where the deer and antelope roam.
Wow. You had to work on that one.
You like that?
Oh, I didn't say that. I said you had to work on that one a bit.
Oh,
I thought it was pretty good.
Well, you know, it's all about
puppy
and all, you know.
Well, you heard the story, right? Yeah. Governor Kristi Noem wrote in her book about killing a puppy. Yeah. Yeah. Just like Obama when he was eating a dog with his dad.
Yeah. Hmm. Yum.
How do you like your dog, son?
Yeah.
Oh, well behaved. Instead of well done. Get it, Greg?
I get it.
All right. So anyway, here's her quote. Now, remember, she put it in her book. It's not like somebody dug up this information on her. I can understand why some people are upset about a 20-year-old story of Cricket, one of the working dogs at our ranch. In my upcoming book, No Going Back, the book is filled with many honest stories of my life, good and bad days, challenges, painful decisions, and lessons learned. The fact is, South Dakota law states that dogs who attack and kill livestock can be put down. Given that Cricket had shown aggressive behavior toward people by biting them, I decided what I did. So she took the 14-month-old female dog Cricket to a gravel pit near her farm and shot it because it was, quote-unquote, less than worthless and, quote-unquote, untrainable, and had killed and eaten several chickens. Yeah. So, it's interesting that she shares that story in her book. What was she trying to accomplish by telling that kind of story? People who really understand maybe how ranches work or how it is in the country may have a slightly different understanding of that story versus how it's going to be perceived by the average person who, look, doesn't know the business end of a, you know, milk cow. Which is most of us, okay? And we love our pets. And just the thought of that is, it's hard for some people to wrap their head around. Now, look, you've got an old horse that's in pain. You put it down, you know, if it doesn't have a future. You put it out of its misery, so to speak. We've all heard that. This dog was only 14 months old. So, yeah, I'm going back and forth on playing devil's advocate, you know, versus perception versus it really is it was a working ranch, really is eating livestock. I mean, you can't have that. The thing, though, she said it was biting people, aggressive behavior toward people by biting them. Well, I mean, if that was true, and I don't have any reason to not believe that was true, then you do have a tough decision to make. And it's not like you're in South Dakota. And you're on a ranch. I don't think there's like, you know, a little humane society or a little, you know, dog shelter around the corner. And even so, what do you do if it truly was showing aggressive behavior? It really was biting people. That is tough. But it's just, I don't know. It'll be interesting, I guess, moving forward to see how people's perception of that whole situation and scenario. I mean, we took calls on it earlier when I talked about the story, what, 6 a.m. hour, I think it was, or 7? And it is interesting. People who have more of a farm or country background, they can understand it. You know, they go, you're working. It's a ranch. You know, you don't have time. Hey, this animal is not behaving, not doing its job. It's a risk. You can't give it. I mean, think about it. You give it to somebody, and then it hurts one of their kids. I mean, you can't have that. So, yeah. And I'm just kind of giving you a heads up on this. It'll probably be talked about more when our actual book comes out in another week. And because a lot of Americans they don't understand. You know, they don't want to know all the farming stuff. Oh, I love that burger. No. Don't tell me how that's made.
Don't want to know where it came
Literally
from.
Literally don't want to know how the sausage is made. Yeah. And so if you want to call in on that one, I'd get some information, get your take on it. 877-975-9825. And then we've got coming up things that make you smile, which hopefully will be quite a bit different. And that is coming up as well. All right, let's go to... the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. You know, I have a little bit of trouble understanding the politician of today. You got politicians who put their dog in a crate on top of their car to go on vacation. You got politicians who eat dogs, and then you got one that shoots her dog, and two of them kept getting back in the office. So you got to wonder, okay, is there really a lot of people that are that worried about it? Thank you very much.
Nice. Yeah. Let's go to Frank. What do you think?
Well, I had three dogs eat four of my chickens. They killed them. So my father, who's an old-timer on off a farm, he says, if you beat those dogs with the chicken, they will never, ever look at the coop or the chicken again. So I took the dead chicken with the legs, and I beat every one of them in the face with that chicken. And when they look at a chicken, they turn their head. If a chicken's around, they would not even look at the coop. And this is the real story. This is what you need to do if your dog eats chickens. Thanks, Bob.
Wow. See, I would have never learned that. That really is. Could be useful information there. I never even thought about that. If you can break them of that. In her case now, if she's claiming that, you know, the animal's aggressive toward people by biting them. So, yeah, again, like you might be able to train him out of this. What are you going to do? You know,
beat them with a person.
Take the guy, Johnny, that works at the ranch, and yeah, well, see, then you get into an
animal abuse.
Exactly. Yeah. So you don't want to do that either. I don't know. It will be interesting if this unfolds. Look, maybe it's just a blip and people will forget about it and it won't be a big deal. Or maybe if. You know, especially if she's chosen to be, say, Trump's running mate. Oh, my gosh. You know they're going to go, they're going to dig. Just like a dog. And you can't shoot them either. Yeah. That's the difference. All right. Joe Biden. I wanted to see the video. I can't find the video. Allegedly roasted the New York Times. At the correspondence dinner, but I can't. I don't know what he said. I was looking for it, and maybe I got to dig a little bit more. But yeah, we know the New York Times. They had a little thing going on, New York Times, because they're telling the truth. They said Mr. Biden has granted far fewer press conferences and sit down interviews with independent journalists than virtually all of his predecessors. It is true that the Times has sought an on-the-record interview with Mr. Biden, as it has done with all presidents going back more than a century. If the president chooses not to sit down with the Times because he dislikes our independent coverage, then that is his right. We'll continue to cover him fully and fairly either way. The New York Times issued a statement. This is what he said. I finally found it. Sorry. The New York Times issued a statement blasting me for, quote, active and effectively avoiding independent journalists. Biden said this during his speech. Hey, if that's what it takes to get the New York Times to say I'm active and effective, I'm all for it. But, really? I still have to see him perform that. Yeah. Although, I mean, what are your expectations? What are your expectations? You had those tornadoes ripping through Oklahoma. Awful. Small towns in Oklahoma have begun the cleanup today after these tornadoes flattened a lot of homes and buildings, killing four people, including an infant. Punishing storms began late Saturday in Oklahoma and injured at least 100 people. 40,000 customers at one point did not have power. There were also tornadoes on Friday in Iowa and Nebraska that caused wide destruction and is blamed for one death. The destruction was extensive, especially in one town of Sulphur. About 5,000 people live there. It's south of Oklahoma City. A tornado crumpled many downtown buildings, tossed cars and buses, sheared the roof off of houses across a 15-block radius.
Wow.
So in a small town,
that's a lot.
You just shredded that town. Wow. So we feel for those folks. And tornadoes, as Greg knows, they...
Oh, yeah. Midwest, yeah.
Very scary.
They sneak up on you.
Don't always get a lot of warning.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, when moving to Florida a decade ago, people said, oh, what about the hurricanes? I'm like, You get a week's notice on a hurricane, and it may change a little bit, but still, you know, tornadoes, they just show up.
Which does remind me, well, we're about a month away from the official start of hurricane season, unfortunately. That begins in June. And we'll prepare you, not scare you. We'll give you all the information you need, as you know. Oh, I got a good story. This will get you ready for things that make you smile.
What you got?
Four Colorado cops helped deliver a set of triplets in the snow.
Ooh.
With an assist from a common kitchen item. After rushing to the aid of a woman screaming from a neighbor's front porch earlier this month, Greeley Police Department found the 24-year-old mother in labor April 18th, more than 3 months early.
Wow.
In front of the home, they quickly launched into action. While the cops quickly called for medics, they heard very faint wailing and saw that a baby boy was born.
Oh, my goodness.
But turning blue.
Oh.
One officer found, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Bread ties.
Yeah.
Bread ties nearby to help fasten off the umbilical cord.
Oh, okay. I get that.
While another officer quickly collected towels and blankets to keep the mother warm, while a mixture of snow and rain fell around 3:30 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
So these bread ties. And it, to me, that brought back a memory because I remember my mom, that was one of the things that she would put aside in the drawer.
Right.
When you're done with a loaf of bread,
sure,
you would keep the tie.
And what kinds of things did she use them for? Or was it just in case she needed it? And then, you know, some people collect things and never need them, but...
Yeah, if you had to, like, bag things up and remember, back then, you know, even though we had Ziplocs and stuff like that,
those
were a little more expensive.
Sure, sure.
So, if you had another way to fashion to keep the stuff fresh...
I like that.
Yeah, we'd do that. So, anyway, that's triplets were born. A second baby boy then came out as officers tended to the mother and waited for more help. The umbilical cord was snipped off. The baby was number two. Another ambulance eventually reached the home.
And
the last baby, also a boy, finally came out.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
At 3:30 in the morning on a snowy porch. There's a story to tell.
Yep.
Man.
And law enforcement officers... above and beyond.
Yes.
In their job.
Absolutely.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts. I set the tone for it there. Share them with us. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, is next.
So if you're voting Democrat, you're voting for open borders, for a party that will imprison its political opponent. You're voting for a party that supports Hamas against the United States and Israel.
6 weeknights on 97.3 The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Another day in paradise. So much to be thankful for. That's what Things That Make You Smile is all about. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call now, 877-975-9825, and let's go to Jess. What's making you smile?
Hey, thank you for coming out for the Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Dan DeMarc and Soldiers Freedom make me smile with all the good things they do. Appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
No, I appreciate all the patriots involved with everything, all the volunteers and everybody who attended it. It was a great time with great people. I'm proud to be a part of it, and thank you for pointing that out, Jess. Appreciate it. Let's go to Nostradamus. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, I'll tell you what's making me smile. It's beautiful weather, and I've been getting some beautiful produce. I'm getting some nice, fresh yellow squash out of my garden. Biggest, sweetest onions I've ever grown. Mulberries are doing great. I love the mulberries, and I'm getting some beautiful fat blueberries. All my garden's doing great, and that's making me smile.
Right on. I like it. Tell you what's making me smile.
What's that?
Little getaway, little Panama City Beach. They do a biker type event a couple times a year, so Thunder Beach, and just a little getaway, and you know, riding in the breeze, wow. free as can be.
Your and, hair blowing in the wind.
Looking forward to that. Actually, no.
That looks good.
Wear a lid. But,
that's true.
But thank you, though. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Yes.
Because I'm going to ride it. So
now this week is going to be warm and sunny. We're talking about upper 80s, 90-ish. So a warm week for those of us who aren't going to be out running around in a few days. That kind
yeah.
of thing. So,
yeah. Yeah. But, oh, I also want to remind people the Red Shoe Affair is coming up. It's not till August 17th, but you do need a heads up on this because it does sell out. And I don't want you to be shut out of this fantastic event that raises a lot of money for the Ronald McDonald House, of which we are the media sponsor, the radio sponsor. We're proud to be that. Can we squeeze in one more? Let's do it. May, what's making you smile?
The fact that Alachua County and Gilchrist County's road department are not mowing down the wildflowers on the sides of our roads in our counties. Nice. That makes me smile.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because specifically it's one of the things I look forward to on this ride up to Panama City in May,
yeah.
going up like 19 and 98. That's the full of it as you go through like Dixie, Lafayette County.
Right.
Yep. I love it. Wildflowers on both sides of the road.
That's nice.
Some yellows, some purples.
That's pretty.
I love it. Yeah.
You gotta enjoy it. Makes it a much nicer view for the ride.
It really does, man.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. The good Lord has blessed us, and we should appreciate it. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Misinformation, whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So it was the early morning hours in Surprise, Arizona, when two burglars attempted to go into a guy's house. And guess what? He surprised them with the ability to protect himself and his family. He shot one of the suspects. Police responded, took one to jail and one to the hospital. And one of the neighbors said, such a nice, quiet community. You know, we wouldn't think something like this would happen. So, don't be surprised. Be ready. And that, my friends, is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.